intro. Fuck the intro. You know what? What I forgot, because I was listening back to the old, to the last episode, and I was like, why the hell am I intro? I think I introed it. I'm like, why am I introing this? I said, fuck the intro after 10 episodes. We're done with that.
Oh, no, it was a good tradition, though.
Nah, we're done with it. The intro's done. Bro. We need to find a different way to do intros. That's long. If you've been listening, you should know that, obviously, this is my voice. And then if you speak, that's your voice. There's only been us.
No, but so, it's like, it was like a rite of passage for TV.
So,
all right,
so you intro it then. And maybe I'll do it next time. But I really did say fuck the intro.
So, like, what episode are we on now? Episode 10?
No. Oh, what episode? 12.
We're on episode 12. Hey, fam. 8-1 till 20, right?
Hey!
And yeah, you guys know where I am. Fuck that shit, man. Anyway.
See? That's what I'm saying.
But still, I'm not asking, isn't it?
See?
Yo, we've been away for a while.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. We were trying to find a new studio, all types of stuff.
New studio, and as you can see,
new hair.
Video, someone's got new hair.
Oh my wig, god, hey, this?
Can we speak about the fact that I came into the studio?
Oh, yeah, that was
And fun. I thought someone was that. Basically, I rolled in. I see one girl with like grey hair just in the corner. I was like, so I said to the guy who was like the engineer, I was like, oh yeah, I'm just waiting for my friend. All I can hear is, are your friends here? I turn around, I see everybody there.
Yeah, I was like, your friend's here, she's just got new hair, you know?
Hey!
And then your grey hair is gone. I've got the grey hair now, that's how we're doing it.
If you keep it for a month though, I'll have grey hair, because I'm going back to it.
Also, we'll be twinning.
I think that'll be around about episode 15. Yeah, I'll bring
Sick. But how's everything going with you?
It's good, brother. I'm busy. My days. I was at the, I've been shooting, I was at Sir's concert.
How was it? I saw some videos. It looked like it was cool. Where did he perform?
O2 Shepherd's Bush.
Okay, cool.
O2 Shepherd's Bush. Yeah. Sold out.
Sold out.
Super good show. It was like live-ish.
What do you mean?
Kind of. So.
What was the vibe? Like, what was the vibe at his show? Was it like.
They had a. So he had drums. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he had a guy on keys.
Mm.
And then he had. I think he had like a. Like a synthy kind of thing. But it was like. You know.
So he had a band? Or like half a band.
It was like half a band.
Half a band.
It's like, because most of it was instrumental.
Does he play any instruments?
No.
Okay, cool.
He might do, but he didn't play
any instruments. Yeah, okay, cool.
But he fucked up his leg. I think he had broke his leg or something, so he was limping for most of the night. And then for most of the night, he was on a chair. But it was such a good show, though. Really intimate, nice. It'd be nice to hear him, though, just live.
Yeah. Because
this was like, it was like a mix of live and track.
Okay.
And they were playing certain things together.
So he was singing over his vocals?
No, he actually wasn't. That's the funny thing.
Okay, so he just had. Okay, so he was a singer. All right.
Yes.
Cool.
So you could hear like sing. Can sing. Okay. Like, none of that, you know.
He signed to TDE, so I would assume the talent level.
It makes sense. But no, it was dope. It was a really good show. I think everyone loved it. He's it'd be good to see him back, but with like a nice full band. I think it'd be proper.
Sick.
But, yeah. What are you about to?
Yeah, I've been just, you know. Emails, PR, biographies, it's a lot trying to advise people and stuff.
Shit to do and shit not to do.
Listen, man, honestly, like sometimes, like, I get that, you know, like with artists, like they'll have a name, but if you have a name that's like a popular term, like, I don't know, let's say your rap name is Wave.
Yeah.
If I type Wave into Google, do you know how many things come up? Hand Wave, Sound Wave. With, like, sea waves.
Yeah, but actually, you want to call it.
So then, but you know, like, I'm just saying, like, so it's kind of like you. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, yeah, just basically advising on. Okay, that's fine if you want to keep your name as whatever it is. However, when you're trying to get like publications and other places to like, you know, like look for, like to find your stuff and see what's going on, you're typing that in. There's no flipping pictures of you because it's just like sea ocean waves and shit. Like this person, they're not called Wave, by the way, but I'm just saying, like, when you've got when you've got names like that,
for example,
like Dave, I don't know how they did it, but Dave is sick, right? Because if you type in Dave, he's the first thing that comes up, as opposed to like,
but that wasn't
Dave,
his original name,
yeah, it was Santan Dave. Yeah. I get that, but I'm just saying, like, the name Dave
it is very generic, and I understand.
A million things are gonna pop, but anyway, so just, you know, just things like that. And obviously, artists are passionate. I'm passionate. I'm not trying to diss you. Like, I'm trying to help.
I'm not trying to. Do you know the thing about PR and about managers is that they feel like the big bad wolf sometimes, and they're actually not. Yeah, they're actually trying to.
And this is more like content. This is more marketing and like marketing and stuff like that. But yeah, like just these are small things before we even get to how you want to do a campaign or anything like that. Because you're anyway, so stuff like that. It's fun.
Oh my gosh. So since the last episode, there's been loads of stuff that's happened musically.
Too many things have happened in the world. I cannot even.
To even go back would actually take ages.
It's long. It would at some point in the year or at some point it will come up in conversation. I'm not even gonna bother. What?
Sorry. I have a confession to make because Ebony and I have been going back and forth around Kano and Wretch. Now, for me, Wretch is still the king, so let's not try it. However, I need to give my dues to Kano because
I can't believe you.
He's an unbelievable legend. I saw
he is the legend.
Yeah, all right, Rax, man. I'm giving you half a confession.
Yeah, no, okay.
That's what you're getting.
All right. Is it because you saw the big nasty?
Every single time
that comes up on my timeline, I just watch it. I'm like, this guy is just.
It's just amazing.
This is the guy.
It's just that one line.
He has been the guy his whole life.
Yes. I can't lie. There are only a few songs that really make me like, go, this is ridiculous. P's and Q's and Home is still like, those are the tunes for me. Do you know what I mean?
Kane
like,
is the guy.
It's just mad. See, but I have to give him my props. He's a legend in his entirety.
Right? Yeah, Wretch could never.
And you know what the thing is? He's stayed true to himself all the way through.
Because he's the coldest.
He's never done that. I know people say, do you know what I'm saying? People do the whole.
He has got those tunes though. He did do like do you remember that tune he had with like Craig David and stuff when he, I think London Town is the album when he was doing a bit of stuff that.
But then he went back to his roots.
Yeah. And I think you know just the journey of this thing is kind of like I don't know if you have to do that. Yeah, I don't know.
He's successful in his own right, but there's still, don't you think though, and here's the thing that I'm starting to realise, with artists who stay true to themselves, so you can say people like P Money, obviously Getz, Kano, big examples, they're legends in their own right, don't get twisted, but there's a certain plateau that they hit because they don't release mainstream music. And because if you think about it,
go on.
A prime example with, and I use this only because it makes sense. It's obviously like you look at Stormzy. It makes sense because.
But okay, cool. But we've in terms of like mainstream black music in the UK, the sound of it is only really recent. Before the main, like when you know, like whoever when they were doing those tunes of like, who was like Tiny doing tunes with, like those like pop artists and stuff.
But that's always been done though, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but that's like in the pop realm. Like now we actually have mainstream, I would say we have mainstream black British music. Whereas before it was more you're dipping into like the pop element of it.
Because you've got people like Fredo and stuff like that.
Or DBE or whatever. Now we have a new sound.
So the case is then.
So like Kano and them were doing like they were kind of like even like obviously like Wiley doing like the tunes that he's done and stuff. They were doing the proper pop synth type of house, whatever it might have been. Dubstep crossover. Whereas now there's a mainstream sound, but it's very. It's a black mainstream sound.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So Kano and them weren't doing that. So
then it does make. So then the conversation then is that is there now? Because obviously we already know, like you said, there's an established sound from black artists that is pretty much now in the mainstream. DBE, Fred, you can mention them. Does it now mean? So what does it mean for artists like Kano, like P Money, like Getz, if they continue doing? What they know to do is and what is true to them as artists.
They continue being creme de la creme.
Yes,
because they're regarded higher. They'll always be regarded.
Regarded higher because of the fact that they were the pioneers.
No, because they're better than everyone.
Yeah, but no, we know that. Yeah, but we know that. Yeah. But the mainstream don't know that. Otherwise,
that's cool. We don't care about the mainstream like that, though.
But this is what I'm talking about.
No, no, okay, yeah, yeah. Are you talking about what? Where are we going? Like the Brits and stuff? Because
essentially,
again, like,
yes. But even I'm talking about the realm of success. So obviously, they are successful artists in their right.
Yeah,
that's
that's
undeniable.
Yes.
And they hit numbers. That's undeniable.
Yeah.
But there gets to a point where they can only get
numbers in the UK are a bit shaky, so we won't do that. But
anyway, but you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, if what I'm saying to you is, for those artists, what do they do at this point now? Do they continue being true to themselves?
Yeah.
Don't sell out.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's where they go to.
Yeah, these are big men, you know. It would look nuts if, I don't know, there's a conversation around Scorcher at the moment and his content not necessarily regressing, but maybe there's other things you should be chatting about at this age. It would look nuts for some of these guys. It would look nuts for some of these guys to turn around and start doing like
what the hell are they gonna start talking about then?
And start doing some of the, I guess, like the older stuff. So yeah, they just continue to create. And they've got their fan base, they're cemented. They don't need to do anything.
That is
like,
true.
Like, they don't need to do anything. They don't need
to
do nothing.
At the end of the day, you know,
it's more for like the newer lot.
It's more for, I guess what I'm thinking is, for someone who's, obviously, I've grown up on Grime. This has been like most of my life.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're kind of thinking to yourself, you want them to get the recognition. The same way I feel about people like Nail.
I think they do, but just within like, just with the people
but
who
that's
know.
What I mean, it's between it and then, almost but, seems like a minority rather than majority.
But then I don't know, are you talking about like what, under 23?
I don't care about under 23.
So then who are you talking about?
But then under 23 is the one who's buying the music though, that's the problem.
Yeah, but who cares? Like,
because the oldest, that's the thing, the oldest are never going to have a problem with buying the music.
As the minority
are never going to have an issue.
But they're cool, they're successful and they're doing their thing and
to be fair, they're still selling out shows.
Doing their thing. It's like the rap. It's like the hip hop conversation about like older generation and the new generation guys. Like, you definitely don't want to see.
I don't want to see Nas talking about pussy. He probably will, but I don't want to hear.
Wasn't he talking about on Janae's new album?
Yeah, it's weird.
He's talking about Khalees. Yeah,
it was weird, man.
I like the tune.
Out and releasing fucking trap music.
He did
it's
though.
Weird.
Don't you remember when he took that Rush tune on what's it called? Magna Carta album. Fuck with me, you know I got. That's a Rush tune, bro.
Yeah, that's not a trap tune.
Yeah, no, but no, it kind of.
No,
it's
not.
Like,
that is not trap. Please, that is a classic. Please, let's not.
You just called it a classic. It's a great tune, but that's not his.
As
that's
in,
not his bag.
As in, no, I'm talking about new gen Jay-Z fans. That goes up there. Man. Are you mad?
Are you talking about?
It wasn't trap though.
I'm gonna bring it up right
100%
now.
100% wasn't trap.
Are you fuck with me? You know I got it.
100% wasn't trap. Remember some Spotify now as well.
Oh, you know what I learned about Spotify? the other day is that, you know, like in like the episode notes and stuff, because I think what was I listening to? Joe Biden podcast, and I didn't know that if you click the timestamp, it literally takes you to the whatever that timestamp is. I clicked it by accident; it just skipped all the way to like 58.
What? And then you can put a timestamp in.
Yeah,
the notes.
You can put a timestamp in the notes, and it takes you straight to that part.
Do you know
of the
how
thing.
Sick that is?
It is. And I was like, yeah, but I can never remember after we recorded what we even spoke about, let alone anything else. But
that's a lot of work, though. They put timestamps for all the different subjects and stuff.
Everything that they talk about, yeah.
Fun.
So
ain't got time for that still.
But yeah, so sorry, Janae,
play the tune, bruv.
Oh yeah, alright. This is a Rush tune, and this is not Jay-Z's.
It's actually Jay-Z's tune, actually.
It is his tune, but it's a Rush tune though. It's Ross's tune that he gave to Jay-Z.
Yeah, but it's Jay-Z's tune.
Just like What's Free, it's Ross's tune that he gave to me. Are you telling me this? Listen to the track. I'm not saying okay, but are you saying this is a Jay-Z?
Jay-Z,
that's Jay-Z's bag. That particular, I mean, off, like, Jay-Z.
No, but that doesn't seem
perfect. This is a rough tune. This is not Jay-Z.
Separate.
He did his thing. Don't get me wrong. I like this tune. It's a bad tune. I like it. But I'm just saying, like, they've all done it.
Yeah,
Kanye did it with Lil Pump. That was crazy.
That was nuts.
I was guilty of liking that tune. I can't believe this. But what do you think about Eminem? Just quickly, and then we'll get back to like Janae's album.
That's an interesting conversation.
I saw him do like a thriller video, and I was like, bro, can't believe the world. This place is mad.
Do you know what? You see what you've meant. It's a good thing you mentioned that, because that goes back to now what I'm saying about.
Can you imagine Jay-Z on TikTok?
This is what I'm saying to you.
On
this is
fucking TikTok.
On fucking Triller, doing it. Oh
my god.
It doesn't make sense. Obviously, he's being told by PR, everyone else, oh, this is what you got to do now.
Don't get me wrong, Eminem's silly in the sense that it's not too far fetched that he would do something like that, but it still looks crazy. It still looks mad to me.
You know what? I can't even imagine Kendrick doing that shit. And Kendrick is a new gen artist. I can't even imagine him doing that. Kendrick is technically a new gen artist.
He's old now, man. These are old. What did Drake say on that new tune? 33 years he gave to the game.
He's not going anywhere.
Oh my god, Drake is a joker.
I mean, he's saying that, but he's not going anywhere. I don't know why he's trying it. But that's what this is what I'm saying. It's just like you kind of basically for me, yeah. Mm. You're at the point of you're trying to find the balance between nostalgia and letting go, and yeah. I think that's where the issue is. I think you're just like. Bro, you've done your thing. You know what I
just
mean?
Create the music you want
and just basically fall off. I think Eminem needs to stop though. I think that's a different conversation.
Eminem loves it too much.
He needs to stop.
He loves it too much.
He should have left it.
That music to the new one.
The one before that. He should have left that because that was a good album.
Plane. Oh yeah, yeah.
That's the best album he's dropped in a long time.
I heard this one that he dropped is the best one.
You think so?
I haven't listened to it. I'm not listening to fucking Eminem, man. Like, what do I look like? I'm not 12. What are you doing? I'm not 12 years old. I'm not listening to no Eminem music. He is nuts.
You know, for some people, they love that shit, though.
I know, but it's not me.
Like, would you still...
I've grown out of Eminem. Yeah, I've just grown out of him, that's it.
It was gimmicky, but enjoyable back then.
But he was sick when I was younger.
Yeah,
Eminem was one of the best, but Kendrick I'm not listening to him. Like.
No, people don't realise that Kendrick is an emulation of Eminem, and no one actually really honestly realises that. Cadence, flow, everything. If you listen to old school Eminem, and you listen to Kendrick, a lot of it is very, very similar.
So are you saying that Kendrick is rapping really fast and not saying shit?
No. Because Kendrick says shit. Sometimes. I mean, there's still songs.
Alright, let's talk about this Janae album.
So, I wasn't a Janae fan. I was not. I need to cough,
but it's not Corona. But yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Alright, go on.
I wasn't a Janae fan.
Yeah.
I liked a couple songs and a couple features. I wasn't a fan. I think I used to cuss her more. I listened to this
album. Before we go though, Janae is singing on this album, yes or no? Singing in a traditional sense of singing on a R&B album, yes or no?
No.
She only does airy vocals on like 4 songs.
Yeah, but she doesn't really. I don't.
But she's singing like.
I'm not
saying she's doing Jennifer Hudson vocals.
No,
she's singing like there's no.
Some of the songs. But a lot of them she's doing. You know these R&B singers, they do that.
No, man, I hate. That critique is a mad. That critique, yeah, is so not.
I'm sorry,
but you know what it is, yeah? Because I was listening to SZA the other day and I was thinking to myself. I hate that someone tweeted saying that SZA sings in italics.
Yeah, like, do you know what? That is bullshit. I'm sorry.
Because every time I listen to SZA, I always think of that flipping tweet. And I'm like, I can't. Like, I hate
it. No, that is bullshit.
This critique of like, oh, the whisper vocal. It's a style of singing though. But on this album. I think she does it less. I feel like I only got that kind of breathy vocal on a few tunes. And otherwise. She was not the strongest vocalist in the world. Neither was Aaliyah. But like, you know, she
Aaliyah was a stronger vocalist.
I'm just saying, Aaliyah wasn't the vocal. Would we even? I'm probably not doing the vocalist conversation with Aaliyah.
No, I think they're two different ball games.
So there's singers and there's vocalists.
Yes.
I'm not putting Janae and Thingy in the vocalist conversation. No. So, but what I'm saying is that Aaliyah didn't have like pipes.
Yeah, no, she didn't. Compared Janae to who she was with at
the right. Like, Janae doesn't have like, you know, belting out the tunes and stuff like that.
It doesn't matter what kind of
music. But I just felt like she was singing on this album. I don't think
she was singing more.
Yeah.
Taylor. To be fair, I gave the album. I didn't really give Janae the time of day. This week I did. I was like, you know what? I'll actually go back to her old albums now because I will give it. This album was actually decent, and everyone, all of like people that listened to her, were saying this is not even the best album.
Yeah, I like the album. I definitely could have done with less songs. So like,
can we talk about this?
Seven of them.
Why is it that artists are releasing 20 album songs and it seems like there's no substance?
Lack of discipline. There's substance on this album though.
This album's fine, but there's a lot of albums.
I think like songs that I don't know how to like let go of tunes as well. For example, like she has the Triggered freestyle in here. Don't need it.
She's got the old shit from her album.
Leave it on YouTube or wherever it is. Wait, and let us stream it like that. Like, don't put it on here. Like, yeah, I don't know. But I could have definitely done with less songs, but I like the album just
I also overall. Don't understand. I'm a bit nostalgic.
Always.
That's just me. I don't get R&B singers releasing 20 song albums. You're not Michael Jackson, you know? Your songs.
Michael Jackson didn't even do that. He did like 9 albums. Nine songs, sorry.
But the thing is, whenever he did what, one or two double disc albums?
Yeah.
When he was
like
first
his,
coming
up? Like his story. Oh, you mean like old ones from when he was younger?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But this is what I'm saying to you. There was much more substance to releasing 20 songs. And even then, I don't even think it was 20 songs, you know?
Yeah, no, his albums aren't long like that.
I just don't get it.
I don't think albums should be long like that anyway.
But you know the time thing, though? You know what's so funny? The album was an hour and like 10
guess
minutes.
How long Meg's album, EP or whatever the fuck she called it, is?
How long?
25 minutes.
Yeah, it's got 9 songs on it.
It's got 9 songs, 25 minutes. I was like...
It's an EP, by the way.
Who cares? I mean... No, yeah, I know, she says it's an EP, but I mean, these lot are like lying. They're lying. They're just all liars, man. All of them. Like, they're just... It's like, they just want to be like... You know, like, your grade is capped at 40% because you said it was an EP. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now it's like, well, it wasn't.
Drake tried to do it on More Life. If Reading This Is Too Late, when he originally
released... But he said it was a mixtape from the start,
He did. It's changed now because it's now under the album protocol because it was so good. But I think it was a safety measure. Even, you know what I remember?
It is, when
it first dropped, I think it was the Independent or Guardian who did a review on it, and they were saying, oh, his project or his EP or whatever. That's how it was, even that was how I knew it was a mixtape.
Yeah, because I remember he posted on Instagram, like, how do you like my mixtape?
It's an album, bro.
Yeah, it's an album.
It's actually an album.
I mean, all the mixtapes with original music are albums, really. These are just
liars. He's never released an EP, I don't know where
she's from. These are all liars, man.
But I don't get it. Like, Lil Uzi dropped a new album.
Imagine Jay Huss dropped Big Conspiracy and called it a mixtape.
It would be stupid after this long we're waiting for an album. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, but he could do it. He said, it's a mixtape, guys. And we have to say it's a mixtape. Absolutely not.
I think it's more about safety in this day and age. But then
people don't want to get dragged for having...
What, a shit album?
Yeah.
Fair point.
Basically. That's a good point. Because the weight is bigger, isn't it, when you call it an album. So like,
especially for someone who, like, everyone's been like, we can't wait.
Right. So like, now it's like, more, there's more to it, yeah, more at stake.
That's a fair point.
But yeah, Janae's singing, I like it. Could have done with less tunes.
And Lil Uzi album,
definitely could have done with
rubbish.
Definitely could have done with a Miguel verse as opposed to obviously the Future verse. Miguel needs to drop an album.
It's too much now. He's taking too long now. He's pissing me off.
Yeah, and
but he released a song the other day and it was not nice.
Is it?
You see what the problem is with Miguel? So this is a sad note. The issue with Miguel, and it's really annoying. I don't mind it because I like experimental music, but Miguel doesn't just release music. He releases music that makes you think, what's this coming to him? As in, like, where all these extra sounds come from? And all this, like, why is he doing it? Like, I don't get why he does
exploring his artistry.
He is a bad. Like, he's a vocalist. He's actually what we call a male vocalist. Yeah, he has the vocal. He has the pipes to do it. Yeah. Easy. But then he just releases weird, shitty songs, and I don't get it.
He's like Frank Ocean, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, I just want music.
Yeah, yeah, so, like, yeah.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
But it was good to hear him on it anyway.
Yeah, it was nice to hear him on. It's nice to hear him on some good music. He's on another tune. So whose album was he on? It was another album that came out the other day. It wasn't that one. Do you know whose album was good? Sorry.
Who?
Brent Fires.
I know.
The album was dope.
I know.
The album was very dope.
Come on, that's my guy.
That was very dope.
I know.
But a lot of people didn't like it.
Why? Because they never heard of him before
or
something.
They got really... That shit. I think they get tired of his voice.
Brent, okay, you asked me if Jay Huss's album was the best album of the year.
Hmm.
It is. But Brent Fires' album is is two for me. That album is great. It's just
album
great.
Album of the year, though?
For now, yeah. It's only March.
Let me see. I don't know.
It's only March.
Let me see.
It's only March. PND didn't drop. No one else has done anything.
Wait a minute. PND yeah.
is never going to drop. He's never going to drop. But yeah, no. What's it called? Calvin Harris. Did you see that Calvin Harris changed his name?
Oh, God. Do you know what? I don't understand why people... let me not talk.
I like Calvin Harris, but I was baffled. He just changed his name.
It's like, what? You just get up one day and just go.
He changed his, and now I've even said it, I've forgotten what he changed his name. He's released some music under a new
rubbish.
Like name and
I don't understand what you're doing. Rubbish.
Yeah, it's a lot.
No, there's definitely. Let me see. What albums came out this year?
How do you know who Bree Runway is?
The video is dope. Yeah, I saw it the other day. The video is crazy.
She's sick. Like, the UK kind of doesn't deserve. You know, like talent like that, we just, if you want to talk about mainstream, wider audience doesn't appreciate.
Yep. Yep.
That's an artist that has so much vision for herself. But yeah, she dropped a tune yesterday. A lot of things dropped yesterday, actually.
Do you know what album of the year? Sorry, it was Mac Miller's.
Can we do this another day?
We will. But in terms of album of the year, it was definitely.
It's Mac March, Miller. You know?
Yeah, I know. So far.
Yeah,
so far.
Alright, cool. It's March.
So far, isn't it? Do you know who dropped a good tune this year? Actually, only last week was. Do you know a singer called Lila Gold?
I've heard the name. I haven't listened to any of.
Really good.
Music.
She dropped a tune called Ride, and it was. It's dope.
Yeah.
It's dope. It's proper. Proper R&B.
R&B.
I'm very, proper very, R&B. Like, proper R&B. We not some of that.
We don't know.
Shit.
What are we talking about?
Oh, come on. You know the weird
everyone
shit,
loves
man.
That. Huh?
Come no, on, man.
Like, this
come
on, you no, know but it. You know what it is? Yeah, this R&B conversation is so annoying. legit. It's really
we
annoying.
This, you know we have this, every
yeah,
three
no,
episodes.
Yeah, we've had this. I just find it annoying.
Okay, so what? Okay, so. Do you know when I'm saying...
Because I just feel like people are ignoring different styles of singing when they're critiquing today's R&B and shit like that.
Do you know what? Yes. I
feel
agree.
Like there's an element of that and I'm just like,
but
why...
Do you know what it is? It's because people are nostalgic. It's people... And I kind of get the narrative where people say nostalgia can kill because people are so stuck in what they know R&B to be for 10, 15 years.
They're stuck on the 90s stuff.
Exactly. And not even just 90s, the 2000s stuff as well.
The 2000 stuff. Who's the? We're taking Beyonce out.
Monica,
Sierra.
Brandy. No, not Sierra.
Brandy's 90s.
Usher.
Monica's 90s too. Usher's 90s too.
Theoretically.
No, they're 90s.
Theoretically.
They had two albums in the 90s.
All right, fine. 94. Joe Tyrese.
90s, bro.
It's not. What do you mean 90s? Joe and Tyrese. It's not 90s. That's 2000s.
Let me.
Joe, Tyrese, music, Tyrese, soul child.
Tyrese, when I was. Okay.
Avent.
Can't work.
Come
are
on.
Yeah. I could not believe
that one
she said that.
Just that one
Tyrese's song. First album, 1998. Alright, I'll let it go.
Alright, thank you.
Alright, cool.
And,
but still. But they didn't even pop like that. We gotta talk about Ashanti. That's what people remember 2000s R&B for.
True,
Sierra.
Are we
saying that these lot are the?
I wouldn't count Sierra in that conversation.
But she's part of that thing.
That one song.
A few songs. Come on. A few songs. Come on. I don't count Sierra as that. Sierra survived.
She did survive.
Sierra survived. Shout out to her.
She did survive.
She survived.
That Level Up song was, like, she's been carrying it since.
Like, you know, like, them ones like Nivea and shit like that. Like,
Christine Milan!
And this is who you lot are, this is who you lot are upset about. You don't get them fills anymore. Oh, Christina Milian. Honestly, man.
Oh, and Tudra Moses.
Yeah, but she's, again, she don't, is, her vocal to me is not, I don't know, again, I'm not really sure what the critique is.
Would you say she's a strong vocal?
I mean, I again, this thing of like, oh, these lot of, I don't know if it's based on content or if it's based on style. You don't like the soft singing, but then these singers that we named are not like powerhouse singers.
But then, do you know what? To be fair, though, even that R&B wasn't powerhouse singers, actually.
Right, so then what are we chatting? Well, I mean, again, where is this thing based? What is this thing based on?
Good point.
It's silly to me.
It's a very good point.
It's just annoying, should I say. But anyway, Rags Original, do you know who he is?
Who the heck is that?
Great, great artist. Don't disrespect. He dropped an EP yesterday.
UK or US?
UK.
Never in my life.
Six track EP called Text. I think it's called Text Back Your Ex.
No, thank you.
What? Yeah, don't recommend. 210. Don't recommend.
No, no, no.
But you know, like, with thingies, what's it called? Work husband or work whatever, like.
That's shit.
He literally has a tune on him called Tell Me Lies, where it might as well have been the theme for that thread. Like,
do you know what?
It might as well have been the theme for that thread.
This is that the problem with the internet that is really pissing me off. The whole point of work wife and work husband was not meant to be, I'm smashing you in the back end. That's an affair. You're having an affair, bro. Bro, that's an affair. No, that's not work wife, work bed. No, that's an affair. You are involved in some sort of adultery. That's an affair.
Yeah, that shit. Stop that shit. Fucking wild. I was like,
what? Don't do a whole thread about, yeah, man, he beat me over the hospital table. No, he should be arrested. Sacked. Arrested. Then, stop it.
Arrested.
Immediately. I saw those stories are fucking wild.
Yeah, no, they were nuts. But he has a tune in this thing that might not fit. Up in the theme tune. I was like, wow, this came just on time. Literally, I was like, if he doesn't put a video out for this, like, it's a missed opportunity. But Rags Original, you should definitely check him out. He's got a 6-track EP. And yeah, he's from here and he's dope. He's kind of like, you like A2, so I think you'll like him.
I love A2.
Yeah, you'll like him.
Alright, let me hear this.
Yeah, you'll like him. So but yeah, no, that was nuts.
Is that your wheel up tune?
I can do it as a wheel up tune, to be fair.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do another tune. I'm gonna do an R&B tune actually. I'll do two. I'm gonna do that and I'll do his. I mean, I don't know if it's proper R&B. I just like it. Innit? Like me, I'm here to just like. I just like what I like. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
This reminds me of what's the word? What was the episode we did a couple months back? What? And there was a word that I kept using.
I don't know what you try to use. You always try to use something. You're always saying some shit like. I don't know. You tried to say something and it was just alright. Like, I think it's cohesive or something like
that's
that.
That's it.
You wanna do wheel ups now?
Yeah
come go on, go on.
Alright, so my wheel up tune is, hey, where's this? Oh, I've even forgotten it, bruv.
What is that?
Ah, yeah, it was sorry. So my wheel up tune here is the person who's been talked about quite a lot at the moment because of his interview skills. Olua Burner.
What's his problem?
What's
his problem now, for real? Like, what is his actual problem?
Like, I did. You know what though? I said it to someone. He does come across as arrogant. That's what he comes across as. But to be honest with you, his music speaks for himself. So I can.
Yeah, that's fine. But why are you doing a I know, can't chat? Like, what did he say?
He like interviews.
It was a personal stories. Yeah, maybe another time. I don't plan on dying, neither do you. Yeah, I just saw I didn't read the whole thing. Because who's reading an interview like that? That seems annoying.
Oh,
but
my God.
What? Even as the interviewer, you might just need to have some more respect for yourself and just be like, we're not running that. We're not running it. Just tell that there is no point running it. What is the point? I hate interviews like that.
It's because the pictures were good.
Then just do a photo, like, was it like an editorial, like a photo?
It's an editorial. And I would have just quoted some of the stuff that he said.
Yeah, like just like next to the, like just in small print next to the picture or something like that. But that type of like, you've got like four sentences, then he's like, yeah, And then the next one is like, I know. What was the point? Nah, man. Yeah, I had to learn that, like, through interviewing and stuff.
No.
Like, but I've had to learn that, like, through interviewing artists at times. Like, when it's just been dry, we're not running it. Forget it. What was the point? Doesn't even matter. Like, if you have nothing to say, you have nothing to say.
Then just leave it, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Just leave it. All right, play what we got.
Bye, tune.
Is it new tune?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like, his thing? Like, Vibe Cartel? Vibe Cartel, or...
Well, you know, he's like...
Does he do that at the beginning of every tune?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, he's like...
Is this, like, from a soundtrack or something?
No, this is a tune.
Oh, okay. Like a loose track.
Oh, dude. Hey, yeah. Look, say what you want to say about Birds of Bad Brands.
I was just asking what his problem was, isn't it? Like, at the same time, maybe someone that was the interviewer too. Maybe they weren't able to get him to...
Well, the interviewer was trying to find out where he lived, so maybe that was a problem.
That's a bit mad.
The interviewer was like, oh yeah, I bought a house. And he's like, oh, that's cool. Where did you buy a house? He's like, oh, I'm not going to tell you.
If the interviewer is kind of like that, then yeah, I understand, because there's an art to it, obviously.
Yeah, I see.
No, that's funny. Yeah, no. Artists in general don't really like being interviewed.
They don't like interviews. They don't.
That's a lot of them don't. The ones that do should like.
Interview me.
So I think my wheel up is going to be, what's this name of the tune?
What, my one?
Yeah.
Odo.
What does that mean?
Man, I don't ask
them too
many questions.
Come on, man. I'm curious, legit. Shout out to the Ghanaians.
Oh yeah, happy independence, obviously.
Well, yesterday and that,
I was going in for one day yesterday.
Is it?
Yeah,
I want to eat. Mad eggs on that. Happy, hope you guys had fun. my wheel up is from O. Jeremy, and the tune is called Whiskey Demo. It's an R&B tune, I guess. So, she had literally she dropped a project like 2 years ago in the summer. That was like one of my favourite projects that year.
She's done.
She's sick. But she's had like a lot of like, I think, management issues and like just things with like, you know, like that type of thing, like behind the scenes, yeah. Like problems with like just getting tunes out and stuff like that. But she started releasing again, and she's dropped. This is the second tune she's dropped this year, and yeah, this is called.
Yeah, she's done, man. She's got really good vocals as well.
Yeah, she's sick. Don't know. I might not like it. It's not strong enough, you know? Yeah, this is really strong. Yeah.
Nice.
I am going to play the Raspberry Dinner tune, though, so I can let me get to let me play this Rags tune, and then we can
see if I even have an... Actually, yeah, I'll play the Delilah
girl. Because it's been a minute, so we're just going to do two today. Let me see where the tune is. How did you feel about the Pop Smoke stuff?
You know what, yeah?
Pop Smoke, Kobe Bryant, too many flippant things.
You know what?
I hate it because I'll be listening to Pop Smoke thinking, I can't believe this. Like,
I think, you know why the Pop Smoke thing was tough? It's because...
I'm going to play this quick. Yeah, go on then.
You know when you see someone who is, like... At the end of the day, I liked a few Pop Smoke things, but I wasn't, like, a diehard fan. But you just know...
You had enough time to be a diehard fan.
This is the thing. It was so short. But it was like, there was so much potential. Like, you could see that. It was clear he was loved by, like, a lot of legends are bringing him up, all that kind of stuff. So just, like, he's been the best. Tell me it's mine. Tell me lies, girl, tell me more lies. That's fine. Oh, you the one, baby girl. Made me transfer the funds, baby girl. The freaky, freaky, calm down, baby girl. If I don't make it come first, that's an L. Work boyfriend, I'm with my work girl. Friends told you we wouldn't work well. We keep sneaking in and out of hotels. Group chat ready for the intel.
He had an EP with all of a project last year called Nature. But yeah, now everyone should check that out though. Ragnar with Janelle and Jeremy with Whiskey Demo. Have you got a second one?
Now this tune right here is what I've been listening to for like 3 days now. It's pretty good.
Name?
Lila Gold.
Oh, you were saying, yeah.
Dog.
Yeah, that sounds good.
This
sounds good. Like, you know when you can just tell straight off, you're like, this sounds good.
It's like one of them proper vibey.
Yeah. We'll put that in. Oh, question. Are you going to the JLS store?
Us?
Are you going to the JLS store?
What the fuck, I'm not. I'm at 7. I didn't even go to the JLS store when they were 10, 15 years ago. What am I going to go now?
I was so kind of, I don't know.
Bro, I liked one song and that was
I don't remember any of their tunes.
Am I humble?
Nah, them entire crews are like interchangeable to me still. Because when you said, I'm thinking, yeah, did entire crews have a tune like that? Yeah, he has some.
Oh no, was it entire crews?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Wait. What's that? Yeah,
see, no, fuck, this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm thinking wrong. Like,
wait.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I don't remember.
No, it was JLS, right? Okay, was there. But you know what?
He had a similar tune, didn't it? Yeah, he definitely had a similar tune.
Oh my dude.
Yeah, he definitely had a similar tune. And the Millennium Tour's coming to the UK. Whoop.
I'm actually not going
because it's not even B2K. But
It'll be nice again.
It'll be cool.
It'll be nice to reminisce on some good old school songs. They're not gonna be. I don't think they can.
I would like to see Lloyd alone.
Like, just in the room by himself.
I would like to see Lloyd in that. But I like to see Lloyd, like, just do a solo show here. I'd go to that. Because Lloyd, like...
Who had that old school? No, I don't probably... You know, of that realm, I probably only want to see...
Because who's on there? I don't want to see Yin Yang Twins.
No,
like, you know... What was that whisper tune? That's what was hard, though.
All of them had, like, those one bangs. Like, even Pretty Ricky. I only cared about Grand Old
Pretty Ricky... Grind On Me. I remember when Grind On Me, this was back when I was still listening to radio, and I listened, it was like Trace FM was still around, and I remember when I first heard it on the radio, I missed when they said what tune it was, so like I was listening to the radio, like trying to wait for them to play it again so I could find the name of the tune, so I could put it into like LimeWire or whatever it was at the time, but it's Pretty Ricky, have got tunes though, they've definitely got tunes.
They do, I don't remember them. Like that off the top of my head, I remember like Grind On Me because that song was like,
yeah, that song was.
I remember
everywhere.
Being like watching MTV Bass and that video coming up. Yeah, thinking, I shouldn't be watching this. Did you and I still there.
MTV Base is like the majority of my childhood.
MTV Base and Channel U.
Channel U, MTV Base, some Kiss, some of them older, them other channels. But yeah, I don't know who else is on the lineup. Omarion will be good because he's got tunes and Bow Wow. I saw some clips online, so yeah, everyone who got tickets, they're gonna enjoy. So, what are you doing? Oh right, okay. But yeah, everyone's gonna enjoy. Do you think they're gonna cancel Wireless?
Why are they gonna cancel Wireless?
They just cancel. In America, they just cancel South by Southwest.
But that's, you know what though? That's because of the timing though.
Yeah, I know, but
Wireless is still quite far away.
It's when July, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still a while away.
If this doesn't ramp up.
You think
it'll get back? I don't know. I feel like it's going to settle, but I was kind of surprised to see like a festival in America cancel the whole weekend.
When was Southwest by Southwest?
It's supposed to be this month, yeah, and they've cancelled it. Yeah,
it makes sense. Where are we? March.
And I think Coachella. If Coachella cancels, and I think Coachella's in April. If they cancel,
Coachella could cancel.
No, but South by Southwest happens. Like, if Coachella cancel, I think you'll see like a bunch of festivals cancel, and that's gonna be nuts. Like,
you know what? If they cancel Coachella, that's actually pretty big.
Yeah,
because Coachella is arguably bigger than Southwest by Southwest.
No, it's 100% bigger.
It's like one of the biggest.
Yeah, it's 100% bigger. So I was surprised to see that yesterday, and then it just kind of made me start wondering about like the festivals here for the summer and stuff. Like if they're gonna start.
I think it's so far away though. But then what's the first one though? Lovebox is in June.
Yeah. And it's Lovebox. No, isn't Lovebox kind of like the weekend before Wireless?
No, Lovebox this year is in June. Like,
is it
like
in a different location? June. Who's headlining? Sure.
Oh, it's on the thing. I don't know.
There's How did you feel about the Wireless lineup?
I was indifferent.
Did you get into
it? Better than last year.
I can't. What was last year's? This because it's got Meek on it, isn't it?
Yeah. But I've been wanting to hear Meek live for ages.
Yeah.
But then I could have just done Head Meek live in Dan, to be fair.
That is true.
But it would have been better anyway. But anyway.
That is true. That is true. I don't know.
I feel like if they cancel any festivals.
It's going to be nuts.
It's March, isn't it? It could. They're talking about playing football games behind closed doors. Yeah. So it's not the worst thing.
What?
Yeah. They're talking about literally cutting off football games to the public. Showing them live, obviously, but no.
Isn't there a football tournament this year?
There's. Is it Euro 2020? Yeah. Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's another interesting thing as well.
Yeah, this thing kind of. It's a bit weird still. Can't lie. The coronavirus, that the way it's all kind of like. Each week, it's just getting.
Worse and worse and worse. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's us, though. Yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, make sure. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, hit us up, let us know what you think, and yeah.
Boom! TBH. Catch you guys later.
You sound so tired.
I'm chatting. Peace.